Your pitch, high and low, which I believe is truly melody, could be creating the problem of your message not being heard. That's what I'm talking about today in relation to an episode on the Huberman Lab podcast. Let me give you a disclaimer right now. No matter what you hear, I do not want you shoving your pitch anywhere. But I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin. An award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome. So glad to have you with me today, as always. And I've got a great episode for you today. Today, I want to do a little bit of an extension discussion around some things I heard on the Huberman Lab podcast between Andrew Huberman and Chris Voss. Now, if you're not familiar with this podcast, I am definitely going to put the link where you can go take a look at it. And I'll even give you the timestamps where they talk about what it is I want to expand on from the psychology of the voice perspective. Andrew Huberman is a neuroscientist. He runs the lab. He runs the neuroscience department at Stanford University. He has a phenomenal podcast. He's amazing. Chris Voss, you may know from the book Never Split the Difference. Chris Voss of the Black Swan Group was the top hostage negotiator for the FBI for many years. And Chris runs a negotiation communication type company. He teaches people how to do negotiation. And they talked about, and Chris was recently on Andrew Huberman's podcast, and they dove into a few things around voice that I want to expand on, because I feel like what they said was 100% accurate. But now I want to jump in and give a little bit of why. Why? It's not that I don't disagree with anything they said, but I want to finish the sentence, if you will, because that's my 30-year plus body of work is, okay, this is great. This is great. This is right from a neuroscience perspective, but why? When I read Chris Voss's book, Never Split the Difference, it was sent to me by a friend, I guess about 5 years ago. And it's a great book. I highly recommend it. At one point in the book, he talks about the late night DJ voice. And that's one of the things that they referenced in the episode. They referenced several points in the episode that I want to touch on. The first thing, and again, I'll give you some timestamps. Maybe I can even see how we can put these clips in here. But the first thing that they touched on, Andrew was talking about the low register of sound. And that's really the main thing I want to focus on. Andrew Huberman was talking about the low voice and how it is processed from a neuroscientific standpoint. And he was referring to it like an emotional piano that played the low keys. These are his words. In the mind of the listener. So basically, what was happening from a neuroscience perspective, he was telling Chris Voss, is that when you go to this lower register, the listener's brain, this low frequency of sound, and we're really talking about low frequency of sound, changes the emotional tone of the people who hear the low frequency tone. Okay. So it changes this, what's happening in their brain, and basically brings them to that level. So if I'm talking in a higher pitch, well, let me go back to this. If I'm in a lower register, No matter what you are doing, my low register is going to be processed neuroscientifically in your brain and bring you to that level. Now, you've heard me talk about this from the perspective of water seeks its own level vocally. I have not ever dove into specifically around a low tone, but water will seek its own level vocally. Now, what do I mean by this? If I'm all upset and I'm frantic and I'm going like this, and you talk to me that way, we will match vocally. You have heard me talk about, I don't believe in vocal matching. And this is part of the reason why. We lose control of the conversation if we match a vocal tone that is not a good vocal tone to match. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. But I want to talk about this why. Why is that low tone so powerful in the listener's mind? It's because of how it is processed. It is processed low voice, and I've talked about quiet voice, but low voice is processed as ease. Low tone, meaning pitch, a lower pitch. Actually, the reason why the brain of the listener processes this so well is because a low tone is read in the subconscious as safe. So when I talk in a low tone, it automatically, your subconscious automatically processes it as this is safe. Now, if we roll in quiet around that, quiet is processed in the subconscious of the listener as I care about you. You care about them. So the late night DJ voice was primarily about a lower register, but there was something to the late night DJ voice that was quieter. The late night DJ voice wasn't yelling, wasn't loud, wasn't fast. It was slow and low and quieter. And what that tells the listener is I'm safe and you care about me. Now, whether Chris Voss and Andrew Huberman know this piece of it, I don't know. But this is where my work intersects. This is why a lower, slower, quieter sound was so valuable for Chris Voss in hostage negotiation. Because think about the mind of the whoever has the hostages. If he were to come in with a loud or a fast or some kind of aggressive voice, what is that going to tell the subconscious of the listener that's holding the hostages? Threatened, dangerous. I've got a hotshot on the other end of this line. I've got to act fast. I'm in big trouble. All the things that we don't want them to process. This is the why in the processing of sounds, how the brain, what the brain determines, decides about the sound is so valuable about the late night DJ voice, or how I would refer to it as low, quiet, and slow. Now, if the other person, so we can go back to the hostage negotiation perspective, if that person is upset, frantic, irritated, which I would imagine they would be, we want to bring them vocally by using our voice to our level of calm. What do we want from them? We want them to be calm. And this is, you can apply this. You don't have to be a hostage negotiator. You can be talking about your boss or your clients or a sales pitch. If you're worked up about they're not going to buy and you start getting a little more frantic, a little more faster, a little more higher, you're telling their brain something. You are potentially matching their level, even though you can't hear it, because they may be thinking, oh, I really want to do this, but I don't know if I have the money and I'm not sure what I should do. So you may be matching a vocal frequency that's going to work against you. We don't want to vocal match what they're doing. We want to control the conversation. And the best place to control the conversation from is a calm state. So when we bring in that lower, slower, pitch, we're going to create that. Now, let's just define pitch for a minute, because I just thought, whoa, we might not even understand exactly what I mean by pitch. Pitch is the high and the low. So I can go higher. We all have a range. I can go higher and I can go lower. That's pitch. That, in the way I teach voice, ultimately creates melody. Melody is the up and down. The body doesn't create melody. The hand gestures don't create melody. Emphasis doesn't create melody. It's the high and low that creates melody, not all the other elements of vocal variety. It's high and low. Okay, now let's talk about high for a minute. Chris Voss and Andrew Huberman, I'm going to go back to that. Andrew Huberman said, the high notes, the brain won't even register. The brain won't even process. The brain shuts down on. Didn't surprise me one bit. And this is a huge, huge problem for many women. They aren't aware of it, or they are aware of it, but they don't know what to do about it. They don't know what to do. They think it's okay. And I'm not meaning this as a negative about women at all. I am one. I can have a higher register. I can have a lower register. The problem happens when we get stuck in the higher register, which is what happens. I don't have a problem with high. I just gave you a pop of pitch. What I have a problem with is when, if you're up in this high pitch and you stay up here a long time, because my brain can't process it, I won't be able to process it. So first of all, I'm never even going to hear you. But the bigger concern for me is, what is that high pitch? How is it being processed in the subconscious of the listener? We know how lower is being processed. It's calm. I'm safe. When we get stuck in that higher pitch, we start to send messages through a vibration of sound to the subconscious of our listener that says, we're really not sure. We really don't have the authority. We really don't want to rock the boat. We really have to be nice, even though we don't feel like it. And again, I'm not saying anything bad about women. This is literal science. This is literal subconscious processing of sound. And I'll tell you, this is problematic for women because of societal implications. Somewhere along the way, any woman that is stuck up in a higher register had someone, probably a man, say, no, you've got to be nice. Do it like this. Joe's Pizza. And the young girl probably thought, well, I need to keep the summer job, so I'm going to do Joe's Pizza. And then she gets stuck up in that higher register because, one, it gets her what she wants. She gets to keep the job. And two, she builds a habit without even realizing it. But the reason the brain, in addition to all those other things, besides from a neuroscience perspective, the brain won't listen to those higher sounds, and the how the sound is being processed examples that I gave you, the other problem is there can be no melody. Remember, melody is up and down. There can be no melody. I'm stuck up here because I'm never going to go down. And if I never go down, then you're not going to be able to hear me go up and down. And do you know what melody builds? You know what melody establishes? And again, this is science. It's not a Tracy research study. It's a science study. Science has proven that trust is built in the melody. So do you know what happened when I collected data from many, many, many people? I don't have the study in front of me. I don't remember how many hundreds, but when I collected data on people's responses to a high pitch that was stuck up in a high pitch, and it doesn't even have to be that high. That is a real dramatic example. It could be a higher pitch. It could be more like this, which I hear every day, as probably do you. Do you know what the data said? Do you know what people said why they didn't like that voice? They didn't trust it. Trust is built in the melody. The brain can't process that higher pitch. So do you see the problem? If I vocal match you, this is my register. Now I can work in a higher register. I can work in all registers. I have built my register. Okay. And you can too. Something that I work on with people all the time. We get locked in one register. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But do you see how you can have no melody and you be stuck up there and people don't trust you? All these things are happening and you're talking in a high pitch and I go, ooh, I've been trained to vocal match. So I start talking in a higher pitch. What have I just done? I've just implanted in your brain a voice that your brain won't process, sounds that misrepresent me, sounds that don't tell you who I am, and you are processing those sounds, sounds that eradicate any potential of us building trust. This is an example of why I don't like vocal matching. Now, I've given other examples along the way. It doesn't just have to be around high pitch. Let's say your real low vocal energy. That's the one you've heard me talk about the most. Well, when I drain all the vocal energy out of my voice to vocally match you, how in the world do you know who I am? If authenticity is the most important thing that we're looking for, that we're dealing with right now, and I become something that I'm not, to be who you are, I've just created a huge problem. Now, I do want to give a note about this. I've had people over the years that have been in a higher pitch and they have forced their pitch down. Do not do that. I repeat, do not do that. That will cause catastrophic problems for you. What we have to do is we have to free your voice, because there is a reason that your voice is stuck in a higher pitch. And in psychology of the voice, that's the first place I go. What is the why behind why that sound is stuck there? And I change that first. I always do the internal piece first. Well, every once in a while, I have to approach something externally, but I look at all the internal components in psychology of the voice, rewrite those, eradicate those, do whatever needs to be done to those, and then take on the muscle memory, which is holding the sound in a higher pitch. That's how we shift it. You shoving it down is not going to solve the problem. In fact, it's going to create more problems. There was an episode on the show many years ago where I had a student that I worked with, had a client that I worked with, and he had done this to his voice because he was bullied in school and he had a higher register. And he thought if he had this lower register, he would not be bullied. Neither of those forced, the forced register especially, was his real voice. So I had to undo that to then find his real voice, which is really what we're chasing. And if we're stuck in a pitch, especially a higher pitch, there's something behind it. And just like him, it can be stuck in a lower pitch. When he was a young man, he had a higher register, or his perception of a higher register, and he shoved it down, and that wasn't his real voice either. So please, please, please do not force your register down. The ultimate goal is that we find your real voice and we build your full range. Okay, I'm looking at my notes. I wanted to say something else about this, and then I wanted to jump on. I think I covered everything. Oh, I know something else that they said on the episode that I thought was really good. Chris Voss was talking about changing the emotional state of the listener with this lower voice, but that it also changed his emotional state as well. And I wanted to add something on that around my work. Lower, quieter moves raw negative emotion out of our body. So if I'm ever really upset, somebody's going off on me and I might want to have a meltdown on them, I won't. But if I did, because there's so much emotion in my body, years ago, I realized, especially quieter, primarily quieter, moves the emotion out of the body. Now, here's the other thing about loud and fast. They're repellent. Now, that's a pretty harsh word, but loud and fast are repellents. We can't connect to them. They are oftentimes, they very much feel like at. They are oftentimes needing to prove. They are oftentimes read as arrogant. Just like high pitch is read with certain things. I read that as not trustworthy or whatever it is that very well might not be true. The same thing happens with repellent sounds as well, like loud and fast. Now, low could become repellent if you forced it down and it's not your real voice, because we will feel that. We will go, oh, something's off there. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so again, I go back to, we've got to find your real voice. Now, let's look at a couple of other things around this that they talked about. Something that they said, something that Chris Voss was talking about, and this, I guess I would disagree with. He was talking about how the ultimate goal is shifting. And of course, you know, I love this. I love this. He was talking about how the ultimate goal is shifting from emotion to control the conversation. He did not use those words, but that is what I teach. That is what the voice experience is. That is what the last third or more of my program entails, is me teaching you how to shift to all the different emotions, to all the different shades of emotion that represent you and what you're talking about. Now, don't take this out of context. Don't go, okay, but hold on a minute. You said just a minute ago, we're not supposed to get loud and upset and all irritated and all of that. You're right. But we might have a shade of it that we utilize for a moment. And that's okay. What happens is when we get stuck on one thing, just like the high pitch, there is not a problem with a pitch, with a pop of pitch, with a pop of high. The problem is you stay on it the whole time. Even lower, and this is speaking to a lot of my men, because a lot of men, you get in this lower register and you never give me anything but the lower register. And that's why a lot of men, more so than women, actually, talk to me about monotone. Monotone is because there's no pitch. You may go faster, you may go slower, but you have no melody. And so we have to build that range and look at, why do you stay in that lower range all the time? Now, here's the thing. I did a research study on this many years ago, because I wanted to know, why do men struggle so much when I go to working on range, when I go to plugging in pitch, pops of higher? It was a big thing that I really struggled to get men to do. My women would play with more of this. My men didn't want to. And I thought, why is this? Why have they eradicated all of their melody? And in the research, do you know what I found? The voice change. Women are not thinking in their head, oh, I'm going to sound stupid if I get too high. Well, you might be, but crack. You're not thinking about it from the perspective of if your voice cracks, like a young man's does when his voice changes. So what happens in the subconscious when the young man's voice changes, his voice cracks, he's talking along and it pops. And people laugh. Some girl makes fun of him. His friends make fun of him. And the subconscious goes, don't worry, I've got this. And basically shuts down the melody of the male voice. And categorically, the data shows me that American men have less melody than some of the European men or other countries. Not across the board, but not like in every country, but in some countries. Compared to some countries, American men have the least amount of melody. Why is this problematic? Because everybody has high and low notes in them. Because trust is built in the melody. So back to the ships. Chris Voss made this comment that he felt like it was hard to learn to do the shifts. I disagree with that a little bit. Now, Chris Voss is an FBI hostage negotiator, or was. He's an amazing teacher of negotiation. But as somebody who's done voice, as long as he's done his work, I think it can be relatively easy. What becomes problematic are all the layers that are covering up our ability to do it. And that is what psychology of the voice is about. That's why the first 2/3 of the work that I do with people is pulling those layers away. But once I've taught my people how to make those shifts, I find that they can do so quite beautifully, actually. And that's the goal, because that's the voice experience. Now, let's see what else I have on my notes that I want to share with you about this episode. And I encourage you to all go hear the episode. It was phenomenal. Low tone. I'm going to go back to low tone for a minute. This is something that they talked about that I think is valuable and correct. Low tone can't be overridden by the listener, meaning they are going to listen. Higher pitch is almost always or always overridden by the listener because the brain can't process it. And I think this is really something that we need to look at, especially with women, is the reason that you're not where you need to be in your career, in your success, because you've got a higher pitch happening. And I think it could very well be true. I believe it could be true. The reason that this happens in many ways, or how this happens in many ways, I can hear when I work with someone if their sound is split, if their sound is traveling up, if their sound is not flowing directly out of their mouth. And it comes from an event always, and then it gets stuck there. We need to get you out of that higher pitch so that your message can be heard, because this can be part of the problem. I've told you many times, people will come to me, women will come to me, and they'll say, I said something in the meeting and I thought it was a great idea and nobody said anything. And then the man right next to me that hasn't been doing this work as long as me said it. And everybody went, wow, that's great. Was pitch to blame? Could be. Could be the female that had said this to me was maybe not owning. Maybe she was being apologetic. Maybe she was asking for permission. Maybe she was using buffer words. But could it be as simple as it was a pitch that their brains couldn't register? Many years ago, I used to talk about the pitch, what happened to my pitch. Well, not even many years ago, I've talked about what happened to my pitch when I was beaten in that play and when that director told me to get over it, basically. I won't go into the story right now. But after that, I talked a lot about my pitch was so high that it would make dogs bark and glass shatter. Think about that from the perspective of the listener's brain. This is what he's talking about. We won't tolerate the sound. A dog can process a higher pitch. Dogs can process pitch so high that we can't even hear it. But the human brain rejects it vehemently. Now, this becomes really important, and I'm probably in the remainder of this episode going to make some people mad, but this is just facts. It's data. It's researched. We lean into pitch. Pitch plays a subconscious role when we pick a leader. This means for women, your high pitch in the leadership capacity could be hurting you. There have been tremendous studies done around why we pick politicians with lower voices. There have been many things written up. And I'm not getting political. I'm not saying one thing or the other. I'm talking about voice. There have been articles written. I don't know if there's studies done. There have been many articles written. Many pundits have chimed in around Hillary Clinton's voice. I was asked about Hillary's voice many times versus a male voice. And I don't even want to put it in the perspective of Republican, Democrat, Hillary, Trump, high, low. Categorically, we pick politicians, we pick leaders with a lower register. Now, women, don't get freaked out by this conversation. I'm not saying you have to have a low man voice in register happening. We just have to get you having playing your full register and not being stuck and relying on and having psychology of the voice stories around going into a high pitch because there's a story that says you have to in order to get what you want. And I see women do this. I hear women do this. One of the studies around this picking politicians with lower voices than higher voices made a comment about politics, whether you like it or not, is a masculine sport, was literally the quote. And it made me think, and again, not being critical, but is the corporate world, certain areas of the corporate world, are they more male dominated? Are construction industries, are labor industries more male dominated? Well, the answer is probably yes. So how do women thrive in these environments? Because women are welcome in these environments. They work in these environments. I'll tell you what the go-to is that women usually, many women choose, is let me prove that I am as good as you. Let me prove that I know what I'm talking about. And you don't need to do that. We might just need to adjust your range a little bit. And I don't want to offend anybody, and I hope that you all know me well enough to know that I'm not coming at this from an attacking perspective. I really want to be the greatest champion for women and men across the board when it comes to making the impact that they're here to make without all the voice nonsense that they've laid in because of what the world says, because of what the family says, because of what the teachers and the siblings and society says, you got to do it this way. No, you don't. We have to find your real voice. And if you have a higher register, that's okay. Guess what? You've got some lower range we can play with too, but we've got to crack it open. Margaret Thatcher went through tremendous voice coaching to work in a lower register so that she would be respected. She would be seen as the authority. She could run that country. Her message would be heard. Now, she did not force her pitch down. What she did was very similar to psychology of the voice. She worked with professionals. They removed that locked in state of a higher pitch, so that she would come across like the authority. And this is just the simple truth. These are just facts. They've done a lot of research on this. These sounds are in you. For my men, there are higher pops of pitch in you that will change the game. I promise. For women, if you are stuck in a higher register, I can promise you, that is not your real voice. There is so much more depth and richness to your voice. Your subconscious will not let you explore it. Your psychology of the voice is keeping you locked in. And maybe you're in the middle. Maybe you've listened to this whole episode and you're like, well, you know, I really don't get stuck in a high register. I don't get stuck in a low register. I'm right in the middle. I bet there's room we can do on your range to ensure that your message is heard, to ensure that the way you want to be processed in the subconscious of your listener as safe, as caring, as you fill in the blank, and also eradicate how you don't want to be processed, not trustworthy, tentative, asking for permission, having to be nice, can't stand on the authority of what they know. That can be eradicated as well. This is very technical, what I talked about today, and I don't talk about technique a lot. Pitch is one of the very few things that I get real technical with, but I don't get real technical with it until after we've done the psychology of the voice work around it. I want you to pay attention. Do you think that your sound is stuck in the back of your throat? Do you have a nasal sound? High pitch and nasality are the two sounds that the brain won't process. Full stop. Locked jaw and sound not flowing out follows closely. All of these are protection mechanisms. I have to be fill in the blank in order to get what I want. And you don't. There are certain sounds that are processed better than others. Even when Chris Voss and Andrew Huberman were talking about the power of the low register, there is power in other sounds. And all of those sounds are found in your authentic voice. All the different variables of sound are in you, and all of those are powerful in the processing of the human brain. This episode was simply about low versus high. And I agree with it. But there's middle, there's mid-range, there's high range, there's low range, there's all this giant register in your voice, and you're playing this much of it. And this could be why you're not where you want to be in sales, in life, in relationships, in business. We don't know who you are because we're not getting enough of you. The only pitch that our brain cannot and will not process is that constant, consistent, locked up high pitch. And if you are there, I will guarantee you're staying there and you're going nowhere else. And that is actually the problem. Sure, it's a problem that the brain of the listener won't listen to it, but that you are playing no other shades of who you are is the true problem. In 2024, this will become more problematic and more problematic and more problematic. If your sound is stuck, if you work in too high of a pitch, if you are only staying in your low register, we need to work on this because this will limit you. Because I won't hear all of you. And that is what the listener is seeking as we head into 2024. Again, let me say, don't shove your sound down. I don't have to worry about the men shoving their sound into a higher register. That's never been a concern. But men and women both have been known to shove their voice down. Don't. Do not do it. Because then we have an entirely different problem that we have to look at. Well, I hope this has been helpful for you. I'm going to stop right here. Hope this has been helpful, given you some things to ponder, given you some things to look at. What range are you working in? Do we need to look at this in 2024? I'd love to hear from you. If you discovered, oh, whoa, I am working in a high register, or, oh, wow, my monotone is actually staying in that low range all the time. I'd love to hear from you, hear your thoughts around this episode. All right, that's it for today, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.